Good morning on Thursday, the 18th of May. We've got four games to pick from over at Patreon. Score projections over there. It's a minimal slate in all the sports. We've got one hockey, one NBA. Was it six or eight baseball? We're picking two of those. And, of course, we do have something on each of the other two sports. So let's jump into what we're going to do here. I'm not going to give away too much here. What I'll do is I've got two bets on the Lakers and Denver game. We'll go with the Lakers to win outright. Just win this game. It's at plus 175. We're going to do that for one-third of one unit. I know this might seem a little hokey, one-third of one unit. What we're doing is we're getting one unit down total on this game, which is a little more realistic. Two-thirds on a different bet. We're giving you the one-third side of it. It's not a bad bet, obviously. It's only one-third because we have other action on this game. At plus 175, we're going to make good money if it comes in because we're risking one-third of a unit and we'll win 1.75 times one-third of a unit. All right, over in the NBA. Let me move on from that for a second. Let's go over to baseball. Actually, this will be it. I've got, for the NBA game, I've got 1.5 units down on that game. 1.5 units. It's a solid play. And I'm going to reserve that one. Since it's the only play, I'll reserve that one for the Patreon premium folks. All right, over in baseball, there's two 1.5 unit plays. So we got three 1.5 unit plays today. So it's a pretty strong day. I'll give you one of the baseball picks at 1.5 units. And it is involving the New York Yankees visiting the Toronto Blue Jays. And we're going to go, I think the Yankees might win this game, but we're not going to worry about the winner here. We're going to worry about whether it's a close game and a relatively high-scoring game because we're going to do a same-game parlay. We're going to take the Yankees at plus 2.5 runs and the game to go over 5.5. We're going to pay minus 140 for that. It's a little unusual for me. Typically, my MO, if you've listened, especially if you're a Patreon member, you know that when I do a same-game parlay, I'm about even money. It's about plus 100, maybe minus 110, maybe plus 110. More often than not, it's even money. Literally maybe minus 105 or else plus 100. That's pretty much the average pricing. This is minus 140. We could do the Yankees plus 1.5. That's really powerful on a baseball road game because, as we've talked before, and as you know, the Toronto side here as the home team, if this game goes into the bottom of the ninth, meaning that Toronto's behind or it's tied, the game ends when Toronto's up by one. Same thing with extra innings. Of course, the only thing that can beat us there would be, of course, a home run in extra innings or the bottom of the ninth. For example, again, probably don't need to go over all this, but we've got the Yankees and the Blue Jays tied 4-4. Bottom of the ninth, Blue Jays have a man on base and they hit a home run. Obviously, both of those score. It's now 6-4, and our plus 1.5 is a loser. And of course, the same thing can be said for a three-run homer or a grand slam. But those aren't that common. Majority of those games that go into the bottom of an inning, ninth or extra innings, and if they're eventually won by the home team, it's by one run. Vast majority by one run. As opposed to the road team winning in extra innings, it can frequently be by more than one because they may get a 2-3-4 run rally at the top of the inning and they just can't answer by the home team. Okay, so that's the reason why the only thing that can beat us in the 1.5. So what I was getting at is we could take the Yankees plus 1.5 and do we could try an over 4.5, giving us more room there for the total. We could stay in the same number, the 5.5, and get a better price. Obviously, the 5.5 and the 2.5 has a little bit more logic to it. This is not as important in baseball as it is in, say, hockey. But over 5.5 and plus 2.5, there's the synergy between the two sides, meaning a 4-2 Blue Jays win is 6 over 5.5, and obviously it's the Yankees plus 2.5. So if you were to take 2.5 and over 4.5, you lose some of that synergy, although there's plenty of opportunities. Again, we don't need the Yankees to lose. We're not asking for the Yankees to lose. We're asking for them to stay within 2.5. And this just gives us a little bit more options, whereas the over 4.5 plus 2.5 just doesn't add an extra option to speak of there. And you can flip it the other way around on the score as well. So this appears to be the best bet value-wise, is the Yankees plus 2.5 and over 5.5. This game should go over. It's not necessarily a blowout over, though. I tell you, I actually have the Yankees at 4.37 and Toronto at 4.26. So I am actually calling for a Yankees win numbers-wise. But I'm not really comfortable going against the Toronto team at home with Berrios on the mound. So I don't want to call for the Yankees win outright. But if you're that kind of a guy, you like to take the underdog, it's not like it's a long dog, it's plus 120, I believe, then go for that. But at plus 120 to win the game versus plus 2.5 and over 5.5 at minus 140, the value is on this same game parlay. We're doing it for a unit and a half because it does feel very, very strong, does bear out to be very, very strong. So that's it, and best of luck.